It's Andrew Bogish from CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Minutes after the hour. Welcome back into The Whole Show, powered by Chevron. Joining me now on our First Advantage Hotline, talking all things Avs hockey, former Av himself, Eric Lacroix, of course, working with DNVR Avalanche. So he's bringing Avalanche insight each and every day. Eric, my man, good to catch up with you. Happy New Year to you, my friend.
I appreciate it. How you doing? And it is a lot nicer than it's been.
Oh, it's great, isn't it? And it's much better than freezing and maybe hoping and praying your car is going to start every single morning.
Oh my God! I mean, I had flashbacks of in Montreal when I was growing up. Man, did it get cold in January, February, and you have to plug your cars in. Like, people don't realize. I mean, I'm a bit older, so. But, we had to plug our cars in at night if you didn't have your cars inside the garage. And it was nuts. And I just kind of had flashbacks of that in the last few days ago. Oh, my God, was it cold.
Do you remember some of the worst temperatures that you faced throughout those winters?
Man, oh, man. Like, I don't remember. And it's also, like, Fahrenheit and Celsius. And,
true.
You know what I mean?
Confuse me, dude. Confuse me so much.
Yeah, but it was, it certainly got down there. I mean, these last few days were, man, oh, man. I told my mom, I said, don't you get out of the house. I will get you anything you need. So I called her and I said, you need anything? She's like, I need milk. I'm like, all right, I'll get it. I'll bring it to you.
You being a good son, man. I mean, that's excellent. So, yeah. Eric Lacroix joining us. Eric, okay, so last night, when you're looking at this game between the Bruins, we knew it was going to be a tough battle. Do you feel like the Avs, because they've kind of been the comeback kings lately. I mean, they find themselves down in the third, and then they come back. I mean, the other night, scored like four goals in the third period. Are they playing with fire a little bit here? Is this a concern that they keep kind of finding themselves down early and leaving it up to kind of an epic comeback?
Absolutely, and if you go back to a couple games ago, you have the perfect opponent to do it, right? The Ottawa Senators, good young team that scores a lot of goals but gives up a boatload, right? You know what I mean? So it's all of a sudden you're behind the eight ball like by three goals, whatever it was, and then you have the perfect opponent because you know that they have a hard time to close out games, and that's what caused DJ Smith, their coach. His job, and then you got the old veteran and, Jacques Martin coming in, and, he comes out actually against the Avs like a month ago, whatever it was, 3 weeks ago, saying that's exactly what the problem is. We can't close all games. We can't play defense in the third periods. And then, so the Avs do it again to them. Now you play Boston last night, like you said, it's not a recipe for success to be behind, the eight ball again every game. And then part of that's goaltending. Part of that is, the eye of the tiger a little bit, where all of a sudden they feel that they need to go and get goals. And it's hard to dominate a game for 60 minutes. It's hard. It doesn't exist. I don't care what people say. And then all of a sudden last night, you're playing an opponent in Boston Bruins that got the league record last year in points and, in a season. And so they know how to close out games. You have a goaltender in Swayman that is save percentage and, goals expected and all that stuff. That knows how to close all games and make the big saves when needed. So last night, all of a sudden, they go play in the third. You're like, oh, okay, maybe they'll make a comeback again like they've been doing. And all of a sudden, it was a lesson by the Boston Bruins, right? Well, I think they ended up being like one high dangerous chance by the Avalanche in the third. Not even close to, making a comeback, and you lose the game. So I think it just shows you, you're right, it's not the best recipe to fall behind. Again, you got to give them credit. They're a little banged up and, they're on a road trip and you're missing some key guys. And, so all of a sudden, and you're not getting the goaltending that you need, quite frankly, to be at the top of your game. And you get the recipe and you got, not the recipe, but you get the result that you got last night. And you get bad luck. I do believe that's, the third goal when it's 2-1, right? All of a sudden that third goal goes under review. And it comes down to what possession, the interpretation of possession, That's all that is. You know what I mean? So for me, that's not possession when you look at the play. And then for the guys at the league office, they feel then they deem that it was possession. Obviously, the Avs coaches and, you know, Brett in the video room felt that it was in possession. That's why they challenged it, or else where else would you do it, you know? But I agree with them. I would have challenged it too, and I just didn't like the outcome because I don't agree with the interpretation of, you know, what possession is. For me, that's not possession. But that's a crucial play in the game, you know? That's the game-winning goal.
No question about it. And when you get down like that, yeah, there's going to be some bad luck. There's going to be some bad calls and things like that.
Yeah.
But ultimately, you know, this Avs team, the good news is they have been finding ways to make those epic comebacks, and they've kind of been known as the comeback kids this season in the NHL. But Eric, when you played and you get into that mode, it's easy for me to say things like, well, you just got to be better in the first. You got to be better early. But what is that mentally? Like, is it, you know, you just are more intense as the game progresses? What do you think's really going on with the psyche of this team?
Well, I think the one problem, and it's not a problem, but it's a problem, is that they believe in themselves, right? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it's like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? They got the swag, the confidence. Like, oh, it's okay. You know, we'll come back. You know what I mean? Like, because we'll get the opportunities, and they're right. Usually in a 60-minute game, you know, they're going to get their chances. I mean, whenever you have, the way they're built, right? People are like, oh, the depth sometimes not there. Well, it doesn't need to be there. You know what I mean? You have the best sentiment in hockey in McKinnon. You got the, you know, for me, one of the best wingers in hockey in Rantanen. And then you got the best D on the planet in Makar. So right away, you're built that you can win any night. You know what I mean? So, and they know that. And there's a sense of, but I think Bednar talked about it at the start of the year. Like, it's about winning in the spring, right? So they want to concentrate all year long about, address it after every game the next day as a team and say, okay, if this was a playoff game, would we have really won that game? You know what I mean? Where, you know, sometimes those comebacks in the playoffs, everybody's a good team. Not that there's bad teams in the NHL, but there's teams that are just, you know, for example, San Jose or Chicago, we all know they're not quite there yet, right? You know, so, or Ottawa for that matter that we just saw. So I think it's just a sense of belief, and I think that sometimes it gets the best of you because you're like, you let it slip away. And like I said, and when you do that, well, you need goaltending to be better than it's been, right? I mean, the save percentage is below 900 pretty much every night. You're talking about a recipe to win. That's a tough one. I mean, you got to outscore your problems in the net. And every game, a lot of those games, if you look in the last 20 games, you know, they score 5, 6, 7 games, goals in order to win the game. And that's not a recipe. That's more alarming to me than falling behind, you know, because in the playoffs, that's tough to overcome.
And you've mentioned it a couple of times, too, with Georgiev. How concerned are you about him? Because, you know, we saw when the Avs won the Stanley Cup a couple of years ago, they didn't have the greatest goaltending in the history of the world, but they were just playing outstanding in every other area. How concerned are you at this stage when you do look ahead at the postseason?
Well, I said it last night on the air on the NVR there, like, I'm starting to be worried. I'm not sugarcoating it anymore because if you go back to the Avs of 2 years ago with Kemper, I was a big Kemper fan. I liked Darcy Kemper. You know, I feel that they was the right guy to win? I did, and obviously they did too, and they were right because they were vindicated. They won the cup, right? And he had to be good. He didn't have to be great. And then if you go back, Frankie, you know, Francis went in there. I think, what was he, 4-0? I don't remember. I don't have the stats in front of me. But he had to go in a few times, right, against Edmonton, against, was it Nashville that he finished, or whatever it was, St. Louis. He played some games, and he was awesome. And he was good. Both goalies gave them the goaltending enough of what they needed in order to win. Now, my problem with Georgiev right now is, and I'm a big fan of his, and I've been defending him, and, you know, I do believe he's the number one. Now, where do I believe his game is right now is I don't like where it's at. I do believe if compared to a golfer a little bit, like, I do believe he's got the shanks right now. You know what I mean? And it's in your head. and you're just kind of like, and you can't shake it off because I'm starting, and you're going to say, well, he was the goaltender of the, you know, whatever, one of the three stars of the week in the NHL last week. Okay, great, awesome. It was based on two games. I mean, I'm not diminishing anything. I like him. I'm his, one of his biggest supporters. But right now, like I said, all the Avs need is good goaltending. Not great, good. And I don't feel, and the numbers say it, the eye test says it, my eye test at least, it hasn't been good enough. It's been below average, and that's what's concerning me because it's not good. It's below average, and it's tough to win in this league with below average goaltending.
Eric Lacroix joining us. I love it. Tell it like it is, man. That's certainly something we're all concerned about, and we'll see if they can find something that sparks the goaltending. We'll see. They're at Philadelphia. That's an early game. That's an 11 o'clock game tomorrow. Eric, I wanted to talk to you a bit about, obviously, the Valeri Nichushkin story is a big one. We've talked about his past, too, but entering the NHLPA assistance program. And, you know, we've talked about it. Obviously, you want what's right for him mentally and things like that. But let me ask you on the hockey side of it, how much of an impact is this going to have on the Avs? We don't know how long he's going to be away. Is it going to be a week? Is it going to be a month? But how concerned are you about this situation?
Well, yeah, it is a little nerve-wracking in a sense that, well, hey, you want what's best for the well-being. I mean, the well-being of the athlete, right? I mean, that's one. Two, it's always unknown. And you can't compare it to Sammy, for example, where, you know, Sammy Girard, where it probably a totally different, and I don't know. It's all personal. It's none of my business. And, you know, but I'm sure it was a different situation than, let's say, Val is in. So you can't say, well, Sammy was out for whatever it was, 6 weeks, and then so Val will be back. And, you know, I mean, I don't know. I don't think they know, and that's why it's the unknown. That's kind of not on the personal side of things, because on the personal side of things, yes, you there's nothing you can do. He's under the proper professional hands that, you know, as a team, they don't have control of, and that's none of their business in the sense that that's not what they do. They're Chris, Joe, whatever, Bednar, they're hockey people. They're not his doctors, right? You know, so, but on the flip side of things, it's also a business, and then you have to conduct your team's roster in the sense that you got the trade deadline coming up, and then there's a lot of factors. If you just go back to last year with Landy's unknown injury, right? They knew the injury, but I'm saying unknown when he was going to be back, and then that might have messed up their trade deadline a little bit, you know what I mean? Because they were counting on Landy being back, but it's the same thing here, you know what I mean? So you got to be able to put the personal feelings aside and then put the business, what do we need to do here, and how is this going to play out? So it just kind of puts them in a, like I said, without forgetting about the, you know, obviously thinking about the human being first. That's first and foremost. But on the hockey side, it puts a lot of question marks on what are you able to do and what the future holds for your roster.
No, I think we have to at least talk about that too, because yes, like you said, there's the mental aspect, there's the personal aspect, but it is still a team, it's still a business that at what point do you start really worrying that maybe he's not going to be there for the long haul? We'll see, obviously, how this plays out. But Eric, man, always appreciate you jumping on. We got the grit in action this weekend. I know we're planning a big event to come out as a staff, so we're really excited about that, man. This grit team is just, they are just capturing the hearts of so many people throughout Northern Colorado. I'm hearing about them all the time, man. So you guys are doing something right.
Yeah, it's about, I think as a first-year team, it's not always about the wins and losses. I think it's about the wins off the ice. You know what I mean? Those guys have been, since August, in the community and in the schools and, you know, making an impact on the city and the surrounding cities and obviously Northern Colorado. And then, again, it's not always about the wins and losses. Sure, you want to win every game, but it's a first-year team. They've been doing awesome when you're talking about atmosphere and people in at the ice house every weekend. It's been awesome, and like you said, you're excited. People that go there end up being excited once they leave. They had a fun night with the family, with the coworkers, and And then, you know, what more fun is it to go and be behind your hometown team and have a fun night there with colleagues or family members? It doesn't get better than that while watching hockey.
No, it really doesn't. Folks, want to go get tickets, check them out at ColoradoGritHockey.com. Eric, I absolutely love when you can come on and help us set us straight on the hockey side of things with this Avalanche team. So we always appreciate you, man. Like I said, I'm the blowhard that's like, just play better in the first, you know? That's an easy fix. Why doesn't Bednar just say that to him? Guys, be better in the first.
Well, hopefully that's what they do tomorrow.
Well, you put in a good word for me. If they need any of that kind of advice, I've got it ready to go. So you know that, man. Eric, appreciate you as always, my friend.
All right. Anytime.
Eric Lacroix talking to us about a little bit of everything. But, dude, he's been pretty optimistic about the Avs all year. Fair to say? Eric's been very optimistic every time we've had him on the show. That's the first sense of doom I have heard in his voice when talking about Georgie, when talking about Georgiev, the goalie for this Avalanche team. He's concerned. So what do you do? What do you do at this stage? I mean, do you have to consider making some kind of a move? Are you going to try to go? What can you even get? Some kind of blockbuster deal? I don't know. That's a big concern for this Avs team. 12:48 the time. We'll wrap up this hour. We got buy or sell coming up, our new feature we do in the 1 o'clock hour. So we're looking forward to that. We want you to participate with us. Would you buy this or would you sell it when it comes to sports topics that we're hitting on a daily basis? It's the whole show powered by Chevron. We'll be right back.
Congratulations to Coach Bruce Dick on his induction into the Colorado High School Coaches Association Hall of Fame. Hear the Hall of Famer on KFKA weekdays 10 to 11.